Climate Change Authority has recommended aggressive cuts in emissions beyond 2020 to ensure Australia does its fair share to combat climate change. World leaders will meet in Paris at the end of the year to decide on how large and how fast the cuts need to be to come to avoid dangerous temperature rises. Australia is yet to decide its position, but analysts expect the Climate Change Authority's recommendations would most likely mean the end of coal-fired power by the middle of the century. The Climate Change Authority is the independent expert panel established by the Gillard government. Here's the ABC's National Environment reporter, Jake Sturmer.
Australia is responsible for less than 1.5% of the world's emissions, but per person, we're the highest emitters in the developed world. Bernie Fraser is the chairman of the Climate Change Authority.
The UK, which emits in absolute terms about the same level of emissions as Australia does, but it has three times Australia's population, and yet the UK is not sitting back and taking it easy. It has been very active in continuing to wind back its existing level of emissions. And all countries have to do this, whether they're big or small, developed or developing, and Australia has to pull its weight too.
For Australia to do its fair share, the independent government agency says greenhouse gases must be cut by 30% by 2025, based on emissions from the year 2000. Right now, the government is committed to cutting emissions by 5% by the end of the decade.
There is, an element of catch-up involved in all this, and at some point, if Australia is going to bear a fair part of the load, it is going to have to catch up and do a bit more. We're a long way behind now.
A task force from the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet is putting together a range of options the government could take to the UN's Paris Climate Change Conference in December. The 30% by 2025 target is likely to be the upper limit of those options. But what would that look like in practical terms? Anna Scarbeck from not-for-profit think tank ClimateWorks has modelled what would need to happen to achieve those significant emissions cuts.
Our economy can continue to grow in the way that it has done. It's the energy source that we want to switch. It doesn't mean that we would change the activities that we undertake or the materials that we produce and export, with the big exception being, of course, coal and oil as fossil fuel exports.
And that's a big exception. Australia is the world's largest coal exporter, and most of our power is generated from fossil fuels.
We would need to see a move away from fossil fuel electricity to low carbon electricity. Over time, that would mean we would completely remove the use of fossil fuel electricity, that's particularly coal-fired power stations, and they would be replaced with a combination of renewable energy power stations plus battery storage and or other low carbon energy sources.
The government will reveal its targets by the middle of the year and says it will consider the CCA's recommendation. And the world is watching. International pressure is mounting on the government to take a strong position to Paris.
National Environment reporter Jake Sturmer with that report.